Chris, that brings to the end a difficult week, really.
Yeah, it has. It's been a very difficult week. Disappointing not to get a result today.
How do you analyse that performance from your team today?
I thought the lads gave everything that they could, if I'm honest. They've had some very good performances. They've had one shot on target and scored.
In terms of the performance from your side, moving forward, you look solid enough at the back. You must be pleased with that, at least after Tuesday's result, chipping five, to come here and look solid for most of the game today.
Yeah, I mean, to come away from home and to limit them to one shot on target is great by anybody's standards. So the first thing that we had to sort out was our defence. And if I'm honest, I was more than happy with how the back lads played. And again, we've limited them to one shot on target.
You brought three players in sort of yesterday stroke today, and the reason for that obviously is covering injuries and things like that go on existing in the squad, or are you just wanting to get a little bit more quality in there?
Primarily it was the injuries. You know, we was unsure up until yesterday who was going to be fit, so we had to cover ourselves, and we brought two in, and then Woody passed the fitness test and he played, so you know, we are looking stronger, but it's an area that we needed to certainly strengthen anyway.
You're on a tough run at the minute, Chris. Is there a lack of confidence in there?
Yeah, obviously. You know, lack of results, you know, confidence does drain, and you can see that in certain individuals. But you know, today I can't fault the lads for the work effort. I think they put everything that they had into the game. I think it's just maybe a little bit of lack of confidence that obviously comes with lack of results.
I think there's a little bit of a lack of quality just at the business end of the pitch where you needed it perhaps today that might have made the difference.
Always, I think, you know, usually the strikers are the difference. Today, you know, our strikers probably didn't come up trumps, and you know, we have got good strikers, but I think the story of the season, they've been too inconsistent, and that is us. But you know, to be successful, you do need your strikers firing.
Has it been difficult for you to lift the lads after Graham's departure this week?
Yeah, obviously Graham was very much liked by all the squad, everybody at the club, and that is difficult in itself, but we prepared the lads right yesterday. The feeling I got before the game that they were really positive, they were up for it, they didn't look like they were sulking or anything or being moody with the situation. They got on with it and they tried their best today.
That's football, isn't it? You know, people come and go, and the players, most of the players will have seen that happen at some stage, even though it's quite a young squad still.
Yeah, some of the younger lads won't have seen that. But yeah, that is football. It's the industry we're in, unfortunately, where managers come and go and players will always stay.
What's your situation? What have the club asked you to do for now?
The club have asked me to take the team on a game-by-game basis until the situation gets sorted, and that's as far as I know. Chairman asked me, will I take it? I said I will, until they sort the situation out. So as far as I'm aware, I'll just take it till they get somebody appointed.
If he turns around and says, do you want it full time, would you take it then?
No, I mean, I'm not even going to comment on that, if I'm honest.